Thank you so much for being here. I know there's a few people still coming in, so and we had some tech issues, as Robin indicated, but so glad to have you here. I expect we'll have a few more people arriving, and we do have some apologies. Jane says, good morning, everyone from Tassie. Ah, I've been thinking about Tasmania. I've been thinking about everybody, actually, all over the world. I love that these monthly sessions allow us to dive into our business and into the growth zones, but quite a lot has changed since the last time we were here together. And so today's focus is going to be business as usual, but from a different sort of angle. My goal here is to be as supportive as I can to every single one of you for whatever you need right now in your business. And so I've gone back and forth a little bit on the structure of today, but know that my highest intention is for each of you to be heard and to have the opportunity to get the support that you need in your business right now. And I'm loving seeing the messages. We do have some apologies. Now, Chandra is training. Shan isn't here. Karen couldn't be here. And Laurel may be a little bit late. And the others, I don't know where they're at. We'll see. We'll see who arrives today. So Viv might be here a little later on as well. So we're going to kick off with some good news in our ideal moments. And then we're going to really start to look at each person's business and how we can support each other as best. We are definitely focusing on the you growth zone. And that was always the intention. But I didn't know it was going to look like this right now. And I'm not saying that to catastrophize anything, just that I feel like it's time to be really real about where we're at and take some solid, really grounded next steps. I know for some of you, business is going great and better than expected. For others, it might be a bit of a standstill. For others, you might now be pivoting. And so we're going to look at all of that. We'll wrap up in the same amount of time and we'll use the time as best we can. So as I said, we're diving into a new growth zone. It is the you growth zone. And that was always the plan for the month of April, kicking off starting with the idealists here today, and where we can go a little bit deeper with every single one of you, but then also, you know, the whole month keeping that focus across her business. Now, this has always been the game-changing growth zone for me, because we can have all the skills in the world, all our planning and our marketing, our systems and our people and our technology and all that, but if we don't feel great, if we cannot be the best us in our business and in our life every single day, then the rest, for me, it doesn't really matter. And for some of us, that is becoming more and more apparent and obvious as we navigate a time that we haven't ever seen before. So I'm going to kick off with our ideal moments. If you've got your cameras there, let me go to gallery view so I can see. If you've got your cameras, go ahead and turn them on. Oh, hello. Look at Selena's beautiful gray hair. I wish I could have the courage to let my hair grow out. I don't yet, just to let you know. I was like, please tell me hairdressers are essential services. Because I cannot stand it. All right. So a couple of ideal moments. This is a really great post. I love seeing you brainstorm here, ideas for other idealists. And this is something to keep supporting each other with as you see opportunities. And I know... I don't know if Anita's joining us, but I will be talking about her a little later on. Really looking for the opportunities to lift someone else up in the group or to ask for support. But there's a lot of ideas that have come for me from speaking with the people that I'm in a mastermind with, right? And from other members. And so we really want to be open to those new ideas. Selena, I was so pleased to see you asking for ideal client interviews. And I don't know if you've had any take up from the group, but I want you to keep reaching out. And sometimes it's the way that we craft the message. And my recommendation is that people don't know what EFT is. All they know is that they have a weight management problem or they have a particular problem. So you want to try and make sure that you're leading with whatever the problem is that they have in their own minds. But I love that you're doing these ideal client interviews, because we always need to be looking at our ideal client. But right now, if we're pivoting, if we're thinking, I'm going to create something new, one of the first things we want to be doing is asking them what they want. And actually, I was speaking to Michelle Falzon yesterday, who does quite a bit of work with, what's his name? God, Ryan Levesque, right? Of the ASK method. And she was saying how the ASK technology, which is about asking your clients what they want, they found a whole new resurgence of people wanting to know that information, because people are pivoting all over the place, but they're not really doing that work of asking their ideal clients what the real problem is and how they can help them. They're just thinking, well, I'm just going to create this other thing because this wasn't working. So if that sounds like you, we can talk about that today as well. I posted this grant opportunity, and Jane, was it you who said that you might be applying for this? Yeah, great. I don't know if you've looked any further into it. We haven't, because I think, but I did get approached. So this is interesting, by a member who is applying for this grant and wanted to put us in the grant application as a supplier. So we're going to be talking to her, like, because we deliver training. She said she wants to put us as part of the application. Obviously, we have a lot of authority. We've received and worked well with grants before. So this is about collaboration and really thinking outside the square as well. And so, yeah, so do let me know if you do go forward with that application. And for the rest of you who haven't looked at it, it may or may not be relevant for your business. But what I'm trying to do is just bring to the table anything I see out there that could be useful for you. It seems that you can apply for many different things. Yeah, as I said, I've left it, I sort of bounced it over to PJ because I haven't had time to look at it. And so I don't know the details of it, but he and I will meet later in the week so we can have a look at that. Chandra had her money quiz and I didn't see it. So thank you guys for jumping in and giving her some feedback there. I still owe her a little feedback on that. But what we don't know about Chandra, we know Chandra is someone who helps women transit or transition from a corporate to running their own business. What we don't know is that she's really great with money and money management and that she has a whole body of work around this area. So she's that's why the quiz is there. And Maria, love to know the results of your survey. So do fill us in and let us know about that. I went ahead and did it, obviously, and gave you a couple of thoughts there. So hope that all went really, really well. All righty. So like I said, today we're going to be drilling into each person's needs as they are right now in your unique situation, and we'll workshop ideas and steps forward for you, and it's going to be highly interactive. And it'll be about both giving and receiving information. And what I find is anytime I do any of this sort of thing, not only am I giving my expertise, but I find that when I hear what other people are doing and the ideas they have, that I'm enriched by that as well and can apply those. So I'm going to start off with just a little bit of content, a little bit of teaching around the topic for today. And then what we will do is I will open up each of your lines. And if you don't know exactly what you want to say at this point, that's okay. Just don't go first, but I'll give you the context so that we can all sort of be speaking from the same framework, if you like, and getting the support we need. So a couple of quick things. Actually, Robin, I might start with a slide after the slide that you're seeing, the one with the heart on it. You could go to that now if you like. And so I noticed myself. I've been really, really positive, very action-oriented, like a low level of stress, just because, you know, staff that were in the office are now working from home and just making sure that I'm across all our marketing and nothing that's tone deaf is going out, you know what I mean, and sort of sidelining a few projects and that sort of thing. And just sort of, will the gym close? Won't it close? You know, that sort of stress. And but I was surprised at a couple of things that kind of triggered emotion in me. Like, obviously, watching people suffer all over the world is devastating. But there were a couple of surprising things that I have a common thread that I noticed had impacted me, and I'd love to know what's been upsetting for you as well. This is the kind of conversation I want us to have today. Tears are totally permissible. So I walked past the Apple store the other day in Broadway, and it was dark. Now, they closed their doors probably before most of the retailers, and it was totally dark, and there was a sign on the door, and I went up, and that Apple store is always jam-packed with wonderful staff who are really bubbly in their Apple t-shirts and people who are buying that new Apple device, the Apple Watch, the iPad, the MacBook, the speakers, the headsets, the cameras, all the things, right? It's always such a hive of activity, and it's a really high vibe kind of environment, right? Even if you're at the Genius Spa, you're so well taken care of. And what touched me was that this place that had been a place where people would gather was closed and not available to those people. Now, they can buy their computers online and get them shipped, but what was missing was that connection. The second thing was actually around the gym. So I was like, oh, please don't close the gym, please don't close the gym. And then yesterday at noon, the gym closed. And now the gym is somewhere for me where three times a week on a good week, I will show up to the gym. And I've been going to this gym since 2006, so for 14 years. It just recently changed ownership in August. And so these new people who have been trying so hard to win over these loyal clients have just been hit by this. And I thought, oh crap, I feel so bad for them. Now, I'm not going anywhere and I'll continue to pay them the money that I'm going to pay them, even though we're going to be doing some things remotely. But again, what saddened me wasn't, well, it was a little bit that I won't have a place to train and that I have to buy gym equipment at home, which, you know, I owned an exercise bike way back in the day. It became a clothes hanger for years. It was just a clothes rack, right? And I know myself. I know I need to show up somewhere. And so for me, I was saddened by the connections because some of my best friends are people I've got to know in the gym. And then the third thing was our team. So our team, we have four people who come into the office. Three are part-time, one is full-time. And then we have two people in the Philippines and one in the US. So the people in the Philippines and in the US, they're always remote. So we're always used to just seeing them on Skype, right? Except for maybe when Scott's in town or JC comes over for some time. But the people here in the office is the reason I show up. Like I could definitely work from home. We all can, right? Most of us anyway. But it was seeing people here. And yesterday afternoon, Natalie, who's our customer service person, has decided that she feels safer working from home and having, she's got two little kids, having the kids home with her. And so as we were putting the computer in the back of her car yesterday, I noticed myself well up in tears. Oh, I might do that now. And like, I don't know when I'm going to see Nat, but I couldn't see her next week. It doesn't matter. You know, she might pop in, but it was just more the loss of connection. And so for me, that's been the thread. Ah. And so, so you know about how much I am about us connecting with each other. And so I just feel blessed. So these aren't tears of sadness only, but just blessed that we can connect, that you and I can connect here, that we're connected in our goals groups, that we're connected, like I'm connected to my mastermind, that members are connecting and collaborating. But it's right, just the connection for me that is that has been the little bit of sadness where people haven't got their coworkers or they haven't got that cafe where they usually hang out and they journal. That for me has... Sonia says, don't cry because I will too. Let me see what Maria wrote. My friend posted this yesterday, which I thought was a great reframe. Let's drill away with this term social distancing. We're physically distancing. Yeah, absolutely. I was using a hashtag earlier in the week. It's like we're only distancing physically, but we need to stay more than ever connected in every other way. In every other way. So there you go. So I wanted to say that. So I'd love to know what's been upsetting for you. If you want to go ahead and put something in the chat, is there anything, maybe you're cool and groovy, but is there anything that for you is really kind of tugging on your heartstrings a little bit right now? Because as I said, some people are doing great. Our little coffee shop next door, they're making deliveries all up and down the street for people who can't come to the coffee shop, and they're busier than they've ever been because people are home. You know, a friend of mine who has a guitar tutorial online service has just gone, has tripled his typical weekly sales in the last couple of weeks. All sorts of things. Okay, no one's going to tell me what's upsetting them. Or maybe you're all typing. Jane, not being able to travel to see my friends and family is very upsetting. Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. And not only just overseas travel, but, you know, like local travel. I saw my dad on Sunday and I'm like, are you staying home? He's like, yeah, except for between 11 and 4. I'm like, that's not staying home. He's like, well, I can't, you know, you can't tell your parents what to do, right? As much as they can't tell us. My hubby and I were both shedding tears around how lucky we are in comparison to how others will be in time of crisis. Financially, we're in a good place. Emotionally, also in a good place, yeah. Laurel, Northern Territory, two operators who I've known for 18 years, stressed and some really closing down, not able to ride the storm. Yep. Maria, particularly personal situations have been heartbreaking to hear, like a pregnant woman who won't be able to bring her partner into the labor ward as her husband has low immunity. Oh. Jane has family scattered all over the world. Yeah. Selena, I go to the coffee bar at 7 a.m. every morning and read the papers. It's closed. I'll support them by buying takeaway, but very sad. Christy Lee, so many clients and businesses needing to make immediate changes, staff and down. My husband can't get to see his son who lives interstate due to border closures, making it a stressful time at home. Hey, Sonia Maluki. It's hard to find, it's hard not to be able to physically hug a family in Canada while I'm here. And a dear friend of mine is a doctor consultant intensivist at a hospital and she's not coping well emotionally. Oh, I'm feeling helpless for her. The physical distance is so important for them. Anita, I'm okay. It's all perspective. I lost my best friend to breast cancer last week. Oh, Anita, I'm so sorry.
So this hasn't really had my focus. Gradually getting there. Personally, we are all okay and very grateful, trying to connect as much as possible. Linda, apologies for late arrival. One of my daughters was driving back to Darwin from the Gold Coast and has just arrived. How nice for you to have her there. Karina, I lost my part-time position yesterday. That helped me sustain my business currently. Yeah.
So, you know, some of us are feeling stronger than others. As I said, I generally feel very strong and very, very grateful, and grateful as much for what I have, but also for what I can contribute. Sonia, it's just a thought of not going out to a restaurant and having a meal. Yeah. All right. So we will be opening up the lines for those of you who arrived late just a little bit to just check in with everybody and to be able to sort of bring our collective minds in the biggest hot seat online thingy you've ever seen. So a couple of things though. Really calling on you all to step into your leadership in a number of different ways, three particularly that I'm going to be talking about today. So the first one here is leading yourself, right? Really leading yourself through what's going on so that you don't end up in a dark hole. And so there's a couple of ways that we can do that. Some of you are already practicing these things. It is the daily meditation or journaling and making a practice of that. For some of us, we do have a little more time. It may not be the best reason to have time, but we have a little more time. Food. Again, being conscious, like people are taking everything off the shelves, take the good stuff off the shelves, right? And I don't want to sound preachy at all, but this is what's working for me. That's what I'm going to say. Daily, I don't meditate, but I journal. Food, what am I putting in? Yes, I'm having a little more wine. Perhaps I have been, but you know, I've got it in check. Exercise. Yesterday we bought a home gym. As I said, didn't want to, did it. And doing online classes starting Thursday. Staying connected. So I've been, you know, checking in my elderly aunts. I've been just calling my dad. I've just been connecting with friends. We're having our first Zoom barbecue with friends this weekend. So they're barbecuing, we're barbecuing, we're turning Zoom on and we're having a Zoom barbecue because we can't see each other and we had a dinner date. So that for me is part of, okay, what can I control? And this is how I'm going to lead myself in my own life. And also looking at what actions can I take. Collaborating with others. I just like you've been leaning into your goals groups or the other members, I've been leaning into my mastermind. Hey, what are you doing? How you're doing? How you, you know, I've got this whatever coming up. How can you help me rethink this? Or I want to put together a lead magnet or an event or whatever. So really leaning into my mastermind. Linda says we could do Zumba at our Zumba queue. That is a good idea. That is a good idea. Selena says she loves the leading herself topic here, and lots of condolences for Anita. I can't imagine. I actually have a feeling that you lost someone else to breast cancer not that long ago. Am I right? I may be thinking of someone else. Maria says it's been interesting to see how business approach communicating with their customers in this crisis. Some have not handled it well. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Including Qantas, who keeps sending me, you know, things about travel when I can't go anywhere. Sleep is crucial for immunity too. Yes, thank you for mentioning that, Julie. I'm going to add that to my list, which I hadn't had here. Just trying to get to sleep at a decent hour and get some sleep. It's been broken for me. I wake up and I'm thinking about things that I need to do, but I'm getting collectively enough. Deb says, I actually believe that the best food is still on the shelves. Everything I eat is available. I can't wait until everything else is gone and people have to eat more veggies. You are so funny. And part of leading myself is getting access to Lift Up. So you want to keep showing up in the environments that support you, the places that matter. You want to keep speaking up and asking for support and offering help where you can and lifting up, being a cheerleader for those that need you. Now, I have a friend who works in the space of, this is an interesting niche. Listen to this. Christian women in abusive relationships. That is her niche. Christian women in abusive relationships. And she said right now she is so worried for so many of her women. And this is heartbreaking because they have to be at home. And they're at home in situations that are unhealthy. And so think about if you know any girlfriends who, it may not be a violent situation, but it might just not be the best thing for the kids and both parents. Or, you know, and I don't care if they're male, female, 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 male, male. I don't care. But if you know people who are in that situation who are forced to spend more time together than they really want to, then really reach out to them, you know, really reach out to them. You know, I know a friend of mine who's in a great relationship, but too much time is too much time, right? That's why she has a job, a full-time job. And so you just want to reach out and make sure that you're being like some sanity for those people. And for me, when it comes to leading myself as well, it's like, you know, when I have these moments of sadness, which I do, or I really think, okay, what is the next step? And this next slide here really applies to everything we're talking about here today. And this is from an artist called Charlie Mackey. And some of you may have seen me post this. And it's a picture, beautiful picture. I think it's from one of his books. It says, I can't see a way through, said the boy. Can you see the next step? Yes, just take that, said the horse. It's so beautiful. And please share that image with anyone if you like. I'll give you his URL here. I don't know if you can see that. Robin, would you mind posting it? Because, you know, I'm just having tech issues today. Yeah. So for each of us, it's just taking the next step. Okay, I feel sad. Okay, what's the next step I can take? All right, I might just need some fresh air, or I just might need to reconnect and reflect and take a moment to just check in with myself to keep yourself strong. Because so many people are looking to us. All right. And so that's where the whole, you know, wear the mask first before you, you know, help others. It's really about that. How do you take care of you and keep yourself present? And I don't mean strong in a fake way. I mean strong in a, you know, congruent way where you kind of know where you're at and you're really present with it. The second one I want to talk about here is team leadership, because whether you have one virtual assistant or whether you have a team of, you know, 15 like Karen has, or how many of you, just give me a show of hands, have at least one person that works with you? Yeah, that you're responsible for. Some people, yeah. And so important for us to show up for our teams always, right? And think about your extended teams as well. This is the time to let suppliers know what you're up to. I mean, we had our florist. You know, I've always got gorgeous flowers here. And we've been getting daily, weekly flowers delivered for about 20 years, not always from the same florist because we were in a different location. And they rang on Monday and said, just want to check, do you still want your flowers? And I went, absolutely we do, for two reasons. One is they make me happy every time I look at them. The other thing is they're part of our extended team. You know, they are one of our suppliers. They're a small business. I, you know, as long as I can afford flowers, I will buy their flowers because I want to support them as a business. But also just to say, yep, no, you're good, right? You don't have to worry about us, because they've probably had a bunch of cancelled orders. Right now we're doing a real estate negotiation. And so we've called our team, accountant, lawyers, whatever. Okay, just want to make sure, because there's so much craziness, that we're doing a good thing right now. Is this the right time to sell this? Is this the right price? But it also relates to you with your bookkeeper and tapping into the other person we called is our accountant. And actually he's putting together an article for you guys. Where we said, okay, there's all these things about opportunities available for small businesses. And, you know, it all sounds terrific, but could you just put it in layman's term for us? So hopefully he'll get that to me this week so that I can get it to you. And so when I say team, I'm talking about extended team. But when it comes to our team members, just really making sure they know what's going on. Also knowing that they're going to be looked after where possible. And I know for some of you, you're not going to be able to look after them in the way that you would have hoped, because there just aren't the funds to do that. And you may be letting people go. And, you know, I want to hear all about that when we open up. Some of you are, yeah, sharing some resources. And Anita says, suppliers. Yes, I reached out to three of my main suppliers yesterday to find out what they're thinking for next summer. They're about to go into production and how we can help each other. Yeah, that's fantastic. Team is team. As you know, I say business is a team sport. And so now is the time to stay connected with your extended teams. The other thing is to get advice. Like, really tap Christy Lee. I'm sure Christy has been busy as anything, right? What do I do? What if I do need to let someone go? What are my obligations and responsibilities? Or what if business is going great? I know, Jane, you're probably doing great, right? And some of you others might be as well. It's like, well, I need to recruit someone. And so you want to have a plan around that. And, you know, none of us like to restructure and let people go. And I know for us, you know, our team is our priority because we're going to get through this and we're going to need our great team after that. But you want to sort of just be really clear about what your strategy is around team. And I know a number of members who have the bigger businesses who perhaps have lost big contracts and they're having to let some people go or reduce hours or, you know, split or get people to take annual leave or just sort of move things around. So, but our teams need us to lead, and they need us to lead responsibly, truthfully, transparently, but just to lead. And then finally, leading in business, and then I'm going to open up the lines to you.
And Christy Lee is saying, absolutely, ask me any questions you like. There's so much info and it's changing daily.
Yeah. So one of the things that becomes really apparent is chinks in our armor. And so when business is going good, when the cash flow is coming in, it's easy to think that things are going well. Well, usually they are going well. What we don't get to see are the chinks in our armor. And these become more apparent when there's a stop in our cash flow or a change in the environment, or we want to pivot the business in some way. Then we get to see that, oh, I didn't have a plan B. You know, I didn't have a plan B, or there was no cash reserves. And so now I'm in a difficult situation, or that product that has been selling so well, I can't sell that right now because there's just no asking for it. Or the technology I have doesn't work for me to have a remote team now, or the systems I have just now need to be upgraded because the business is going to be different. Right? So all those growth zones, you'll get to see the chinks in your armor. Who's noticed some chinks in their armor? Anybody right now? Yeah. What areas? Would you go ahead and use the chat box? What areas? We have been pretty good across all the growth zones. I'm just going to scan, make sure I'm telling you the total truth. We've had to change our plans, right? So we have a couple of live events coming up that we're now renegotiating with venues, seeing how long we extend our deposits, you know, getting our refunds back. So had a plan, had a really good plan. Now it's out the door. So that had to change. Linda, really needing to ramp up, pivot my online space. Face-to-face clients are not a thing just now. Yeah, absolutely. And so Deb says her armor is strong and she has exciting things happening. I am so pleased. I can't wait to hear more. People, who and what do I need right now, right? That might be what the chink is, oh, you know, nobody here can do online trainings and that's what I really need right now. Or it could be that, what about technology? What about Zoom, huh? I think their wealth increased by a couple of billion in the last 2 weeks. They didn't see that coming. Maybe they did. Right, so for some of us, it's like, yay, I've got technology. That's not a chink at all. Or it's like, you know what? I need to like we just heard, I need to move online. I'm hearing that a lot. And some of it's you. Managing your self-esteem, that's where the chink is. Filing legal documents online rather than physically going to court, lodging legal documents, which is better for us. Great. Excuse me. So Sonia's saying it's better for her now to be filing legal documents online rather than go to court. Katie says, my daughter did a 3-hour musical theatre class via Zoom. It was hilarious. I bet it was. All right. So I wanted to give you a couple of things there about leadership. When it comes to your business, this is the time to be looking at how do I show up as a leader in my community. And that's something I've been working really hard to do inside of our communities. And that could be, hey, we're introducing this new thing. Like Laurel is starting to look at tours from home. Anita is looking at collaboration. She's speaking to suppliers. A friend of mine, Anna, who teaches school teachers, she does reading lessons, lesson plans for teachers. She's now doing reading with Anna for parents. So they tune in with their kids, years 1 to 4, and she does reading lessons at home. A friend of mine, Susan, who's an e-commerce specialist, I've talked to some of you before, you know, she's doing a guide for all her community. It's absolutely free. And it's like, here's how to make money with your online store right now. And so if you haven't downloaded that yet and you're an e-commerce merchant, Deb and Karina, you want to get a hold of that. I did promote it in the group, but I could get that link for you if you don't have it. And Chantel Gilbert, who does solar installations, you've heard me mention Chantel, you'll know her from the group. She's just thanking her lucky stars. She does these live workshops where she promotes her solar. And she had decided because of Easter that the next one would be online. So she was already gearing up to that. And so in her community, she's like, that's okay. I know you want solar. I know you need to be saving money. I know you want that $0 electricity bill. We have this event online. And Joanna is focusing on roofing and leaks because people are home. It's like, we really must fix that leak. While we're home, why don't we get Joanna in? And so leading our businesses, whether it's through changing our products and services, our communications, pivoting our business,
It's really about showing up and speaking up and lifting up and being leaders. So what's working? What do you need support with? That's what I want to open up the lines to now. Ange Sinclair said, Susan's interview in Content Sales, it is in Content Sales, is terrific. Jane says, we had some new product plans that we are now needing to accelerate while still delivering on current commitments. It seems like I'm spending all day going from one online meeting to another, leaving my evenings to do my normal work. Yeah, could quickly burn out. So that's where that leadership of you, I found that yesterday. The day just ran away from me and I was here at 7 p.m., which isn't overly late, but going, what happened today, right? And so today's a new day, a better day. Great. I may have missed a couple of comments there, but I do want to go ahead and look at what's working. So your turn in just a moment. So for me, what's working is staying connected. We have a very much an online business, so that is sort of comes naturally to me, but just touching base more often through email, through Facebook Lives. We have these classes that are already scheduled, regular communication with the team. We always do our daily huddle. We're now sometimes going to be doing them twice a day or just connecting more often. And we're trying some different things. So last week we did a networking event for the general public, so that we were supporting not only our members to connect with others, but also non-members. We're doing a webinar with Stu McLaren on Friday morning about recurring revenue, because I know for many of us, I'm hearing many women who would just love right now to have just a few $1,000 or even a few $100 coming in every single month. And so we're going to be talking about why now is a good time to think about whether a membership is right for your business. I'm even trying something that has been a seed of an idea for a long time. And that is on Wednesday night, tomorrow night, and maybe for the foreseeable few, I'm doing just a Facebook Live from home called Women, Words and Wine. And there will be wine involved, and there will be women involved, and there will be words. And so I'm just going to invite a couple of guests along to just chat, and we'll talk business, but we'll also be a little more casual. And so for the women who have been all home and they're home all day, they've got the kids there, this is just a bit of reprieve. So a little bit of light business talk, but more just kind of live talk, and a couple of girlfriends having a conversation, and I'll bring on different guests. So doing the first one tomorrow night, just trying some different things. So that is what's working for me. So I would love to hear how you're doing. So I'm going to open up your lines, and what I would love to know, and please chime in. You can open your line and chime in or just chat if that's going to be a little more manageable. But I'd love to hear, like, what's working right now? What do you need support with? Jane Gallagher, you're up first.
You never go to me first.
You just appeared first. Your beautiful face right here on my screen.
Oh, thank you. We're in a pretty good position. I've actually just recruited a new person, which was an interesting exercise going through a recruitment process online. But that's really good. Yeah, our business is in good position. But as I just said, before coronavirus, we call that BC, in the BC times. I was traveling a lot, but I realize now that I was using that travel time quite productively, either for my own self, relaxing.
Yes.
But now this end-to-end, it seems to be end-to-end online Zoom meetings, is just, I seem to be cramming a lot more in, and I think I just need to pull back a bit. I don't know how, because...
Yes.
At the same time, you get a bit anxious, or I do, about, yeah, we're okay now, but how long will this go for? And we need to be making ourselves available to our existing clients and our potential clients. And we're getting a lot of people referring to us. So I'm feeling, most of the time, I'm feeling upbeat, I've got to say. Tend to have my rose-coloured glasses on, and we've got all kinds of things going on with our team. We meet regularly, and we're going to have Friday night drinks.
Great.
So this Friday, sort of after-work drinks and stuff. So, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good, really. It's just I realised that, I was up till 3 o'clock this morning doing some stuff, and I can't do that. So,
yeah.
I need to find different ways of doing that. Yeah.
Great. Yeah. And is there anything that you could use some support with, some extra brain power on?
I'm probably, if all of this stuff comes off that I've just been working on, we've done a lot of tenders and grants applications, which we should know some. I'm going to need some people to help. So I'm going to probably reach out through this group first and just say, I need this skill, can you help me? So that's probably what I'm going to do.
Yeah, excellent. Okay, yep. Great. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. This is great.
Pleasure.
And I'm very happy for you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Julie Donnelle, how are you doing?
I'm good. Oh, hang on.
You're there. We got you.
Yeah, you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes. Good, because I guess I look at the positives that are coming out of this environment where we are all experiencing the same thing. And I do always look for the positive to go, we are learning big lessons here. And I think bringing back the calm to our lives, and we're in sort of the eye of the storm, as far as my husband goes with his musical theatre, so that's all completely gone. We've got 4 kids at home, which we're homeschooling, which, you know, all the mums on the call will understand the challenges there. So, and yet I am so grateful that it is teaching me many lessons on a personal level, but just on a human level as well. Mm. So those things that you mentioned at the beginning of the call about eating the right food, getting exercise, connecting and meditating and sleep, like they're the top 5 things that I do in my business with people, but it pays me as well.
Mm.
So I guess I'm really looking, and interestingly, I'd enrolled in a course recently called The Power of Positivity in a VUCA World, which is a volatile, uncertain, complex,
had a premonition.
That was, a couple of weeks ago, four weeks ago or so.
So is there anything we can support you with?
Well, I've actually pivoted my business. So I'm now looking at, I've just created a whole nother landing page, thank you page, and online booking system, which is, interestingly, again, I had created the complete A to Z self-care toolkit, Finding the Calm in the Midst of Chaos, which I created about a year ago, but I think this is even more applicable now than ever. So I've really come back to doing single one-on-one sessions.
Okay.
So my quick question would be, I've called it Chaos to Calm. So it's a free online 15-minute starter, Chaos to Calm rescue session, a rescue call. Mm-hmm. And I'm literally held up with, do I say Chaos to Calm or Chaos to, as in the number 2, to Calm?
No.
And I'm
no
purely
no
looking at it as a marketing.
Yeah.
So I just go Chaos to Calm.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was really the only.
Yeah. Great. I just think it doesn't add anything to it. I mean, visually it could, but it doesn't really add to the understanding or the meaning. And it doesn't. Yeah, unless it was 2 steps, you know what I mean? Which it's not. So, yeah, great. I love it. If you want us to have a look at, great service, Selena was saying. So if you want us to have a look at any of that, please do. And if you're up and running, then fantastic. And you do feel very calm. And please give Craig my best.
I will. Thank you.
Christy Lee, coming over to you. You might be muted at your end.
There we go. How are you?
Good, thank you.
That's
how are you? You must be busy.
Last week was overwhelming, and I was pretty stressed out last week, but I'm feeling calmer and more in control this week. But generally I'm dealing with redundancies, stand downs, confused staff, stressed out business owners, and businesses that were doing amazingly well a month ago that are closing their doors. So it's been overwhelming in terms of just trying to support them best we can, but some of them have just been immediately impacted because obviously the restrictions that everyone's facing right now. So last week I think I just felt overwhelmed by it, but what I noticed myself as well in terms of looking after me was I also, because of course everything's cancelled, so the event that I'd been training for with my running had also been cancelled.
Yes, of course.
So I stopped training, and I know for myself that it's just something that I have to do to keep my keep myself calm. So I've just restarted some just base training running because all the gyms are closed, as you said. So, but we can still get out and have a walk and a run and get outside in the fresh air. And I find that really good for me and my mind. So I've started that again this morning. So I think that'll really just help me deal with everything calmly. And we're still planning to launch the podcast tomorrow. I'm pushing through. So
hey,
it's tomorrow. Oh, I just got the confirmation email from Apple Podcast that it's all on, all good to go. And I recorded an episode that I wasn't planning to. I recorded it last Wednesday, and it will go live tomorrow on Leading Through Crisis.
Perfect. Will you please send us a link so we can all share it? Absolutely. Yes, wonderful. Now, Margot Manning, who owns a business called In Training in Brisbane, so they hold fun runs, and they have sporting stores, or maybe one store. So she's doing this thing called Runners Bingo. So every Monday she's releasing a bingo card with different runs that you can do because these people have lost their goal of the half marathon or the, 5K or whatever. And she's a really, really great coach. She and her husband are like fanatical runners. And so I think I've posted that bingo card.
Yes, I'll have to have a look.
Yeah, have a look. It's just good fun and just a community thing, right? So people are posting their bingo cards, they're doing the activity. And so for her and for all of us, this is a great lesson. Keeping the community engaged is so important because a couple of months when the races are going to be back on or whatever, she wants to make sure those people are still connected to her and that they've been making progress and having wins. So, but as a runner, I thought you might be interested in that.
Yes,
and yay for tomorrow. Are you batch releasing a number of episodes?
So in the end, I didn't get as many done as I had liked just because last week, but we've got the intro and two episodes going out tomorrow. So,
awesome. Perfect. Awesome. And is there anything you need support with?
Not right now, but I will reach out because I'm right now I'm flat out dealing with crisis, but I'm somewhat not anxious, concerned about what might happen in a couple of months because a lot of my clients are very heavily impacted. So, it may mean that the planned membership that I was hoping to launch later in the year might suddenly get brought forward. So there's ideas, but right now it's flat chat, but I'm conscious of what that might mean in a couple of months.
Great. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you'll have to tell us what that was in a second. The other thing is just on that is that on Friday morning I'm interviewing Stu McLaren. Are you going to be
there
on that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, great. Yeah. So if you want a membership, he's the dude. Thank you, Christy Lee.
Thank you.
Very excited about the podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Lovely Liz, we're coming to you. Look at that lovely background. How are you?
I'm good. Sorry, that was me. I was messaging Julie to say that did she know that there's a book called Chaos to Calm? So I'm going to take some scan in the contents and send it to her if she wants to see what's in it and whether anything's So, yes, just thought it was a coincidence.
Yes, that you had it right there. Absolutely.
I had it right there. Well, my bookshelf is right there. So,
So, tell us what's working. What do you need support with?
It's just a shit show, really. there's no other way to describe it. I had been in the midst of doing a beta online course where I had invited 10 people to, I actually ended up with 9 ladies that were doing the first module of my framework is called Knowing Yourself. And so I had been doing it as a beta program. And it had been going really well. I created it. I'd been doing it all very low tech, running Zoom calls. And I had a private Facebook group and I was basically emailing out the content and the recordings every week. So the thing that, it both freaks me out and it is an opportunity is the fact that, everybody, there is obviously a need for community and online content and collaboration and a way to connect with people. And so I'm seeing that that's working really well in this small beta group that I've created.
Mm-hmm.
So my thought was, well, I need to find a way to be able to roll that out into to a bigger audience. But then it just felt overwhelming. So I'm finding the Facebook group, even just for that small group.
Welcome to my world.
And so now I've been posting content and Facebook lives and being very active in that small group. But my business page, I've just been sharing very little content.
Mm.
And it just feels like a very scattergun approach.
Got it.
I got onto Mighty Net. I was looking at, I had been toying with membership platforms,
mm-hmm.
Because my idea is that rather than, it doesn't sit right for me to be doing any sort of launch for a membership right now.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to be able to do is just be able to serve and add value with a view that I'm going to be building awareness and loyalty and potentially converting further down the track.
Mm-hmm.
So the thought I had was to offer a free access to a membership community for a limited amount of time to be able to get people, attract people, knowing full well that there's going to be a big drop off of people at the point where I do start charging for it. But that what I'm seeing, I've done a survey for my 9 participants.
Mm-hmm.
I sent them out a survey asking them what they wanted to do about the course and whether or not if like me, they felt like a course was actually more like, were they actually getting an experience of membership that they would be interested in? And the feedback so far has been yes. Okay. So that's positive.
Couple of quick thoughts. One, it's a small sample size, but the thing is they know you, they love you, they would probably stay on. And selling membership off the back of a course is easier in my experience than selling membership at the front end and then trying to sell people courses, right? Because you've already built the relationship. And I've seen this in dozens of different industries. The other thing is that if you offer membership free and then you're going to charge people, I think that you will see a big drop off. But also when we train people that free is, you know what I mean? We train them that it's free. So I would sooner think about it if I were you as maybe you're going to create some sort of free community, just like we've now started the Free Her Business community, which is kind of like having a page, except it's a group so that they can see my posts and so I can engage with them. And so we're fostering this community because people can't get into membership because the doors are closed. But it's free, but it's a free kind of structure. It's a free Facebook group. So people are used to it being free. But then once the doors are getting closer to opening, then we'll tell people that that opportunity is there and we'll seed them with some of the things that are happening in the paid, your paid course. You know, if you're continuing to do, even if it's groups of 9, you can continue to seed that by sharing the wins from those people to keep that audience warm. And so rather than calling it a free membership that you're then going to charge for, I would suggest that you do a free community of some sort. And then you continue to seed how they can pay you to get more access to your more one-on-one on you with you. The higher end things, but these 9 people, you know, they're advocates. I hope you're getting stories.
Yeah.
And you know, you might, how many weeks did they sign up for?
Well, it was basically 4 modules with an intro and a finish. So the finish is going to be moving them on to, you know, make
something. Yeah. So can you move them onto one-on-one or can you one-on-one mentoring or can you say, look, you know, if at least 5 of you want to do this for another 4 weeks, then I have loads of content and loads of things. We could do that, like looking at what that sell is while you don't have the membership. And in the meantime, you know, and they can also be part of that free community. Now you're going to have some advocates in the free community, but that means that free community can be available to other leads and prospects because pages are just not going to have the same reach at this stage. You know, unless you're a Jennifer Allwood who has a Squillia, you know, or a Rachel Miller, Jennifer Allwood is a
she helps creatives, and Rachel Miller is a Facebook expert. They have, you know, but it's so much harder to get the reach and the engagement on a page than it is inside of a group. Yeah. Okay. So they're my top line thoughts. Go ahead though and post in the group anything that we can do to support with that. But I love it. I love that you're doing a beta program and that you've got your eyes on something, you know, beyond that. Super duper.
Thanks.
And you look great. And I love that color of that wall behind you. Just saying.
Thank you.
All right. Hey Viv, Viv's just joined us. Viv, we are just opening up everyone's lines at the moment to see what's working and what you need support with. And Sonia Falotto, I am coming to you.
Hello. We're getting busier, surprisingly. And I'm short staffed. And I've reached out to Christy, so we're having a chat.
Great.
So what's working for me at the moment, and what I'm focusing on, is creating systems, because at the moment I'm moving a lot online. So basically my business is really good in the sense that I'm online. I don't have to physically go anywhere, which is making things a lot faster.
Great.
So it's just creating systems, and it's painful at times because, you know, it's just the way it is when you're on your own. And I've got one person who works with me 2 days a week, and the rest of the week I'm become a debt collector. So I suppose what I want to ask is, I put an ad in Seek for a debt collector. I've got Christy helping me, which is unreal. But now I've put it on hold, thinking, is this the right time? Yeah, I'm a bit confused about that. And even
What is the question? Is this a good time to be recruiting? Is that the question?
Yeah, yeah.
I would think it is, but Christy Lee could probably comment to that more.
Yeah, I just thought everything
people are going to be out of work. People are going to be looking for work. You know what I mean? There could be another organisation that's lost their top gun, you know, because they couldn't afford them. So I don't think it's a bad time. And really, our Seek ad is a relatively small investment to find out, I would think, if you can bring them on board and you've got work to give them. What say you, Christy Lee?
I've just unmuted myself. I thought that would be quicker.
Yeah, great.
Last week when we were discussing it, the potential of a shutdown of businesses was looking fairly likely, and I think that was the concern Sonia was having, was if we bring someone on board, will she be able to train them face to face, given the uncertainty last week? It seems less likely in the immediate sense right now, but I mean, all over the world it's happening, so we have to consider that it might be a potential that you may not be able to bring someone into your office to train them, which isn't ideal from an onboarding perspective when you're usually having people in your office. So that was, I think, Sonia, we had a bit of concern there last week, but I think I feel like there was more uncertainty last week about the potential for an immediate shutdown, which obviously isn't happening right now.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Christy Lee. And while it's not ideal, you know, can you still set, you know, train them to 80% of what you would in person, but train them online? You know what I mean? So if your business is busy, and Sonia Milioki is saying, yeah, your industry would be more in demand now, so no surprises if your business grows during these uncertain times. And so this feels like it's an opportunity. And so I would be recruiting, bring on that person, and who knows, in a couple of weeks you might need another person, right? Yeah. So figuring out your system on how to onboard them, while you can get them face to face, if that's what you want to do, great. If it's about, you know, leaning in more into developing your system so that you can train them virtually, then that's great. And, you know, just tap us for support as well, because some of us have probably trained. I mean, I've got two staff in the Philippines that, you know, one of whom I've never met, all their training's been virtual. Now, I know your industry might be slightly different, but you just want to, rather than saying, I can't do it, just go, how can I do it?
Look, it's all ideas that are flowing at the moment, which is really good, because I'm taking this as an opportunity to change and not be, you know, the debt collector that was 30 years ago. So, look, I'm excited at the same time. It's like, am I delusional? But we're getting busier, definitely.
We could be both. I don't know.
I don't know. I'd rather be delusional. I'll just keep going.
Good on you. Thank you so much. Lovely Anita, coming across to you. I think your line's open.
Hello, am I open?
Hello, you're on.
How are you?
I'm good. Good. Your home is free of workmen, I believe.
It is. And that's my new kitchen in the background. So, you know,
I'm
sitting on the new dining room table.
I love it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Now we're just deciding whether to go ahead with phase two, which was the pool. Yeah, not sure whether we should hang on to that cash or a bit of that at the moment. Anyway, but not a huge decision and we've got time. From a business point of view, look, to be really honest, I had the, as to quote the lovely Liz, the shit show coming, you know, ages ago. And so I've been trying to work out for some time now, since the summer season finished, from a planning point of view.
Yes.
What are my products? How do they all link together? Who am I serving? All those basics of planning. And I think last time we spoke, you know, the, one of the bigger challenges for me is I'd love to go deeper one-on-one, but I really also need that constant, you know, one-to-many income stream as well, which the shop has provided up until now, but, you know, retail shit. So I'm using that word a lot. I apologise if that offends.
Beep!
So it's what is that, you know? And like Liz too, I've been thinking big picture, but also from a project point of view, how do I reduce my costs? To make that a little bit more profitable, first and foremost, and fine-tuning some projects. But also, is membership right for me down the track? And on the face of it, I keep coming up with no. But if I look at something like, if I say the word Summer Confidence Society, that starts to open up something broader. And that's really what my business is holistically about. It's harnessing the wonderful from the Shine Retreat, where we did look at that holistic approach, and then produce that into maybe a membership site of some sort where women tune in the Living a Confident Summer, you know, that sort of thing. So, but that's, you know, 2-3 years down the track, I'm thinking that's not anytime soon.
Mm. Well, I would tune in on Friday morning with Stu just to get some ideas. But I was just thinking, you've got a big community. If you had 100 women paying you $25 a month, that's $2,500. That's $30,000 a year. That's not nothing.
I'd take that.
You'd take that? Who'd take that? Who'd take an extra $30,000? I'd take that. Right? And I feel like you could totally do that.
Yeah.
Right? So yours might be more a low price membership. You might even do it for $20. I don't know. But you'd go for volume. But I think it's totally doable. And really, one of the reasons I invited Stu is because just having the predictability of some income. And, you know, like you said, retail is difficult right now. And it's been difficult for a long time. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And so it is like, you know, well, what is the viable business model for me and my business? And it doesn't mean it has to be one thing and not the other. It's just like, you know, so for Chantelle Gilbert, you know, she installs solar, she installs electrical, but the value in the business is in maintenance contracts. With pool companies, installation is great, but it's the pool maintenance. It's the air conditioning maintenance. It's that recurring revenue where you just like those people that are dinging our cards every single month, the Netflix, the Keep, the, you know, whatever those things are. That it doesn't have to be, but it is a business model. But I think it's totally doable for you because you understand community and you are good at community. And I think that puts you on the front foot when it comes to creating something like that. But it is a pivot, but I think it's an exciting opportunity for you.
Great. Thanks, Susie. Yeah. And I am tuning in on Friday. So awesome. We'll start there. Yeah. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much. All right. Thank you. All righty. Sonia Maloki.
Hello.
Hello. You in Canada?
I am. I'm a little Canuck here at the moment. And I might be here for a while, actually.
Yeah, right. But, do you have citizenship?
Pardon?
Do you have citizenship?
Yeah, I was born in Canada, in British Columbia.
But you've got dual citizenship?
I've got dual. Great. Yeah. But I'm not a permanent resident at the moment. I'm still considered a resident of Australia. The reason why just to fill you in on the personal side, I came out here in early March because my mother needed heart surgery. And at the time, we weren't even sure if she was going to go ahead with it. Right. She had another complication come up. And as you know, I was planning to move to the Sunshine Coast,
which I did.
I had moved all my stuff up there. And literally 2 days, all the goods went up there. But then I was told that the surgery might go ahead. So I stayed put in Sydney and then just flew to Toronto right. once I got confirmed. So I've been here and I've sort of let go to the fact that I'm here for her and I'm here for my parents. Yeah. And you know what? It's actually couldn't have been a better time because right. of everything that's happening. I probably would have been very lonely as well in Sydney being isolated. And I'm here. I feel like this is my purpose at the moment, you know, helping her right. recover.
That's perfect.
Yeah. And she's like, actually on the couch.
But, is she? Hi, Mama.
Yeah, she is. she's fallen asleep, so that's good. She can't hear me. So yeah, I just feel like this is my time for them. And you know what? When am I going to have this time again with them?
Yeah,
so right. I've let go to that. So in terms of where I'm at from a business perspective, and also sort of coming here, one of the challenges that I have is I'm on a totally different schedule, time zone from Australia, right. as yeah. you would relate.
Yeah.
But it is nonstop for me from like 6:30 in the morning until 5:30 p.m. looking after them, showers. She's also got right. foot ulcers and all that. So medical appointments. And then once it comes to 5 or 6, that's when I'm able to focus on me.
Goodness.
And, you know, do my workout. I went to Sport Check and got some gym equipment for the basement in cold Toronto. But I'm actually doing well. Emotionally, I'm actually doing great.
You feel great.
Yeah, it is. And I've put things into perspective and I feel really good about what I'm doing for them and me. And I'm looking at this as an opportunity for me to pivot my own business, which I've been meaning to do for a while. And So a lot has, I think I just started to change quite a few things in my own business because I have to. It's really pushed me into that zone because some of my clients are having difficulty affording me right. and my services. But also I've been offering a non-compete service. I've always done that and that's why I do charge a higher fee. So that some of these dentists or plastic surgeons, I promise them if I serve them in Sydney, I don't work with any other dentist or right. plastic surgeon. And they've always really valued that. But now some of them have really had a hard time paying. And I've sort of carried them for a while, but now is the time to sort of, and I have said to one of them in particular that this is probably a good time for us to sort of let go. And I'm okay with that because I'm in actually a really good spot financially as well. So
that's great.
So yeah, I don't have any pressures that way. I'm very fortunate, and I think that's also helping me emotionally. That I'm grateful that I'm, you know, not one of those businesses that I, you know, like I know everyone is doing it tough, and I do need to focus obviously on new revenue because I can't stay in this position forever. But I've got the time. So what I've been thinking of is obviously even in the last her business,
we did the one day.
The one day. But no, the last session that we had. Anyway, we had a okay. little collaboration. And
yes.
in terms of support, I've mentioned to the group that I was in that I was looking to create content. In fact, there's already some people that I do want to reach out to in her business community to help
Great.
Me build some content, like Sonia Ferlato and definitely Christy Lee. I'm looking for an accountant, a time management person, legal, different aspects of content marketing or copywriting. So I agree this is a good time to build content and also build my profile.
And
I'm also looking at... now launching those online courses, which I can do confidently because I don't have that, the non-compete anymore in my services. So, you know, my pricing is changing, my model is changing. So that's where I'm at. That's where I need
to support. You sound really present. Yeah. You sound really present though with that and clear. So yeah, please just do let us know on those specifics. And I know people would love to collaborate with you on content creation.
Thank you.
You're awesome. All right, I'm just going to keep moving along here. We have a few more people. Thank you so much, everybody, so far for also the comments that you're putting in the encouraging comments you're putting there on the right hand side. Karina, it's your turn.
Oh. Hello, everyone. Yeah, I've been, I suppose the first thing that comes to mind in these circumstances is just staying structured. So right. that if I'm staying structured in my daily routine, it's going to help me focus on the things I need to focus and trying to stay away from the distraction of what's going on around me, I suppose. I mean, being a retail business, I've had no business, and being obviously quite in, you know, as I said earlier, I started the business from scratch again in November when I relaunched the business. So it's essentially a business in its infancy stages. But I suppose the things that have been working is I've been busy connecting with Fiona Keary.
Great.
We're doing a product review in 3 weeks' time. So that's really positive. Yesterday I met a really successful entrepreneur here in Adelaide just recently, and her name's Emily from a company called Foil Me Foils. She started a business where she had to basically start from scratch, had a concept in the hairdressing industry, and yesterday I picked her mind about what's really helped her business become successful, because she literally did the door knocking and the how she's handled the rejection. So she gave me some really useful tips.
Awesome.
And was really positive influence on me. So that was really good. What I suppose the other question you asked is how, if we need a hand with anything, how can anybody support us? I'm in the stages of almost completing my lead magnet, but I know people like Julie, you've done a landing page, and I've got no experience in developing a landing page and email sequencing. So if anybody is happy to give me a bit of time to maybe just step me through maybe their email sequence and developing and building a landing page, that would really help me at this point in time.
Great. So so go ahead and use the chat, and obviously if you listen to the recording, just put something in the group. So Julie's saying, absolutely, Karina, focus on what you do have control of, your routine throughout the day. And Julie Donnell says, happy to connect. She's done the landing pages. Right. Anyone here got email sequence experience and happy to have a chat about that? I can, Christy Lee says, I'm no expert, but landing page on MailChimp I'm good with. The sequences I leave to my virtual assistant. So doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of email experience here. Obviously I have email experience. And so what I will do, I was actually just last night thinking about collating like which resources that we have for different things, if it's building a profile or if it's email marketing, you know, some of the things. And so I will make sure I put something there. Linda says, I've just done my first one ever. Happy to share my experience. I'm happy there are other people more experienced, but it helps. Yeah, great. So that would be great. So Linda to connect with, Christy Lee to connect with, and
Julie,
that's it.
Great. Thanks, everybody.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you as well. And I love that you're collaborating with Fiona. I think there's other people in here that you could be collaborating with as well. So really think, you know, who else has my customer? Even if it's not directly related to sales, it's related to getting people on your email list, growing your profile. And
that is hard. The email list is really hard. So if anybody wants to get behind me and support me with my email list, you can easily do that by just jumping on my website and the pop-up box will pop up. And it's just your first email address.
Okay. Yeah. So that's great. And we may not be the ideal client. So really you want to be
Even feedback, like I've been getting some, just asking for feedback in terms of my content to see if it's been, you know, useful.
On the emails?
Yeah,
on my email. How have you been asking for that?
Oh, just in my network, girls that I know in my network that's been, they're like, you know, what's been useful, or just giving me feedback on content ideas that they think that might be useful, even though it might not be the ideal client, but they're still...
So you know what might be great,
and again, it is new to me,
is to just even do a post, whether it's in this group or in the general group, and say, I need creative content ideas. This is what I do. What would you like to know?
Yep.
Right. Okay. And then, you know, the members will be able to help contribute as well. And, you know, you'll probably get more than you need, but then you might say, oh, this is free. Okay. All right. Great.
Thanks for that. I'll do that. Okay. Thanks, Susie.
Great. Awesome. Ange.
Wow. Beautiful, unmuted. So I've had lots going on. We are actually in quarantine because a child that works with one of my children had family members who have got coronavirus, and they've been one of them died, and so we're all at home waiting to see that if he actually had it. So that's been tricky, although my business is online, so it's not been a huge deal for me to move everything online. Last week I was pretty distressed about that low level of anxiety. I hadn't been caught up in it till then, but I went to the supermarket because we had no rice. And I thought, oh my God, if we're in lockdown, I just need rice. There were people fighting over bags of rice. So that I came home and said to my husband, oh my God, this is terrible. So once I got over that, I was okay. So some things that I'm doing is make sure I'm going for a walk every day, talking about that on my social media, talking about the self-care stuff that I'm doing, you know, going to bed early, doing some exercise, what meals I'm putting together. I've had talks cancelled, so I've had a talk cancelled, but I've had another one which we together worked out that we can do online, so that's been great. I've done a podcast recently with somebody for executives on stress, self-care and gut health and how that's more important.
Great.
I've got a list of 4 or 5 members which I'm going to connect with for my online group to do things like meditation and online exercise and keeping focused and keeping a positive mindset, and some yoga perhaps. So they're all members that I'm going to connect with.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
I have had physical space. I've been trying to rent my physical space for years, and I've just had somebody last week go to take it up, and then she's phoned me yesterday and said she's not taking it up just because of what's happening. So I'm looking for rent relief from the place where I rent now. So, you know, it's a mixed bag. Yesterday for me was a day like yours at 7 o'clock. I'm thinking, oh my God, is this day ever going to end? with clients and picking, and because I can only go places when there's nobody there, so I had to run to the office and get all my supplements and bring them home. So I've got post bags and I'm posting and I'm doing all that sort of stuff. So yeah, I'm in a, if I can exercise every day, I'm in a pretty good place.
Yes.
I feel like things are moving for me. Like yesterday was the busiest day I've had in a really long time, but it's from work that I put in months ago, and not necessarily around the coronavirus, but my free 15 minute that people have thought about have now gone, oh, we're at home, we've got time.
Yes. Oh, how good.
So hopefully that will continue.
Yes.
As time goes on. So I'm just going to try and maximize doing things in the group, in my group, like I want to have a virtual lunch, making small things that people can make at home with stuff they've got in the cupboard, just all those sorts of things. So join my group if anybody's interested.
Yeah, I love it. What's the name of the group?
It's called Digestive Detective Love Your Guts.
Love Your Guts. That's so cool. A couple of messages here for you. Andrew's, Liz is saying, can I do a Zoom interview with you for my podcast for EAs? So you two connect. Christy Lee, maybe I'll ask my VA whether she can do a Zoom training session for us on MailChimp landing pages and sequences. That would be awesome. Christy Lee, Laurel says, oh, that sounds great, Christy Lee. Julie says, I hear so many opportunities for you, Ange, and love your group, says Maria. And Sonia says, please share your group here. Yeah, so just go ahead and put a link to the group in the chat here for everyone who's listening. And if you are listening to the recording, then too bad. No, we'll give you that link. And so you brought up something that I think is really important. Firstly, thank you, Ange, is that, you know, really if you are renting a place, you do want to approach the landlord. Now, they're business people too, and, you know, this is their livelihood. But just if you can negotiate something, you want to be looking at any unnecessary costs that you can reduce. So is there software that you bought that you're never using? So really just start to examine things, not from a scarcity perspective, but just from a, hey, you know what, I hadn't planned on this, but I'm just going to audit everything. You know, it's like we just had the bookkeeper go, okay, give us all the things that we're projecting on the next little while. If you have a bookkeeper and you don't have cash flow projections, especially for those of you with the bigger businesses, this might be a good time to have them do some cash flow projections so that you can see, well, there's no cash coming in, or, you know, oh, there is that thing down the line. Here's the buffer that I need for now. And that gives me a better idea of what I need to do. Christy Lee, let me know what your VA says, and I'm still happy to help somehow. And Ange has put the link there to her group. You're all awesome. Thank you, Ange.
Oh, thanks, Sue.
Okay, Laurel, hi.
Hello. I'm surprisingly calm. I've got the double whammy of transitioning to my business more full time in the next couple of months, and then a pretty much non-existent tourism industry probably for this season, which runs from April till October in the Northern Territory. So, but in saying that, I was going to be spending a lot of time in development doing audio guides. So, for some crazy reason, I'm feeling stressed, not like less stressed because there's less tourism going on around me. Like I can, you know, it's like, no, I don't know. It sounds really weird. It's like everyone's in the same boat and we're all being encouraged to spend time on development, developing products where possible. And so that's continuing, but obviously there's, you know, some cash issues with no tourists coming in, but we're all in the same boat and it's a very small tourism industry here. Well, we're big, but, you know, compared to other states. So, you know, we had this great hookup this morning with the tourism minister and we feel very supported by our industry organisations. And, you know, it's like we're not alone. So there's some comfort in that. I'm applying for some funding, which was already in existence. Tourism NT had some funding. One's called New Visitor Experience Funding. And so that would be for my Kakadu audio tour. So that's due next Tuesday. And I've just been thinking, you know, I'm hoping that's still going ahead, but I'll contact them to find out. And obviously, the thing I'm thinking of doing, you know, getting rid of my old CD stock by way of, you know, people taking virtual travel or armchair travel during the time. And, you know, I've got, I've got over, you know, 30, 35 tracks in some of my audio guides, and I could actually use some of that content, you know, just, I don't want to give away the audio guide, but, you know, could give away a track, not give away, but use a track at a time to promote it and then do a lead magnet or a sequence through to purchasing the tour.
I think that's great. You could do it as a, you know, very quickly, you know, while someone's, you know, downloading the first thing, and if you've got a limited time offer for the full thing, you know, that's something to test. Absolutely. Anita's saying, Laurel, I would love to work with you. Collaboration, I love it. Holidaying at home will be a big thing once things pick up again. My community would love to know where to holiday in Australia. The vast majority of my customers buy from me because they are traveling. So you guys need to have a conversation and see what that might look like.
Yeah, and the minister said this morning, like, one of their priorities, they're already talking about recovery, like, you know, what are we going to promote first once the borders open, and what are we going to roll out first? And everyone will be in the same boat. We'll all be so hemmed in at home that, you know, we'll be looking about where to go. But I still think there'll be some hesitation from people about travelling for a little while, and but certainly about planning your next trip. So I guess, you know, I'd really love to be involved in the, you know, the people here, like Karina and others who want to create that landing page and lead magnet and sequencing. So I think you've mentioned, I've been looking back in my notes, Susie, there's been some podcasts or sessions.
Yes, that's what I mentioned kind of earlier. I probably wasn't very clear. Just this week I've been thinking, oh my gosh, we've got so many resources. So I just want to parcel them into, you want to build your brand, you want to do a lead magnet, you want to do email marketing, you know, rather than going, here's 120 episodes, go find it. And so I'm working on curating that. So if it's not sort of by Friday, it'll definitely be by Monday that I'll be able to support you with some of those things. Because this is a great time to be creating. Yeah, thank you, Selena.
Sorry.
There's one more comment here for you I want to make sure you get. And Linda says, that sounds awesome. Some museums overseas are doing virtual tours, so virtual tours of our incredible country would also be well received. Yeah. And now's the time to get bucket list ideas and to research and gather info on where to go. We need to be top of mind so that if they're wanting to holiday at home and support fellow Australians, then let's do it. Mm. All righty. Is it okay if I leave it there?
Yeah, well, I just wanted to, one comment is I've pulled back on my social media, my personal social media, because of the misery scrolling. I found the term. And I just wanted to say that everything that comes up on my feed that's not about coronavirus, I'm lapping up. So I kind of see that as an opportunity. It's like, oh, something different.
That's great advice. That is really, really great advice.
My experience anyway.
Me too. I love, you know, some people are being very funny, you know, people being creative. Like this morning I was watching Chris, can't remember his name, from oh my gosh, what's the band? Chris Martin from Coldplay doing this thing called At Home. And it's just him with a keyboard and playing music. And, you know, Jimmy Fallon's doing his show from home and Ellen DeGeneres is doing her show from home. And all those things, I'm like, I'm lapping that up. I'm like, oh, it's feel-good stuff. And so we can totally be there. And if we're solving a problem and we're giving people a little bit of escape from the, you know, here's what Trump said and here's whatever, then we're not keeping anyone in denial, but we're just sort of helping, you know, lift the mood, which is awesome. Thank you so much, Laurel. Okay, we have 3 more people to go, so please hang in there because it's taken us this long to get around to everyone. And Viv, you're up next. So glad you could make it. I think you might be muted at your end though.
I'm here.
You are. Hello.
Hello. Okay, I will get to the point because I know we've got limited time. The rubber really hit the road for us probably at the end of January. Our sales were quite poor in February, so we've seen this coming and I have been predicting a lot of what's going to happen for quite a while. My husband says I've been being pessimistic and I have been proved to be right. Suffice to say, we are in an industry where we make a physical product. And so when non-essential industries are closed, and I'm predicting that'll happen by the end of the week, we have to close our business. So we did a massive, starting at 5:30 a.m. last Sunday, spreadsheeting exercise, looking at all of the options for our business from low income to no income. At 1 o'clock, our delightful Premier Daniel Andrews announced that we were locking down in 48 hours. So I said, just eliminate all but the zero income option and let's look what that looks like for our business, because we still have to have some things, some costs continue. And what does our personal situation look like, which is not great. But anyway, it's, you know, knowledge is king. We know what that looks like now. And then they reversed the lockdown. So I was really pissed off about that. And I'm still really angry because it was just like being in a tumble dryer for business owners here.
Yes.
So we actually told our 2 staff on Monday morning that we were going to have to stand them down when the lockdown came. And then now we're going, oh, shit, no, we're not standing you down. It's been appalling. But anyway, we're dealing with that. I am remarkably calm considering that our business is our only form of income. It's going to be a brave new world. Who knows how long it will go for. It gives me probably several months to just work on pumping out content like an absolute madwoman, and planning for what will the recovery be like. I think the recovery will probably be soft and slow, because people won't have any money to spend. So what we have to look at is what sorts of help can we give our customers and our prospects for things that are affordable that can help them to get marketing their business again when we all start operating again. So I don't know what that looks like, but that's what we're going to have to work on. And I guess the other arm of it is we've been talking for ages about, you know, we're in our early 60s at some point. In the foreseeable future, we want to sell this business, and what will we do after we've sold it? Well, we're going to have a few months to work out what that is. So
I love your attitude.
That's not to the top of it. You know, it was a few scribbles on a page that's like called, in a booklet called Next Life. Well, that will now become part of our main job, is working out what that is. So, yes, it's a very interesting experience, but basically, for me, I just wish they'd rip the bloody Band-Aid off. And for those of us in businesses that are going to have to close, it's just torture being in this limbo. And our sales, we're in a franchise, so we talk to other businesses. The order intake just fell off a cliff last week. So our sales and work in progress today is about where it was about 8 working days ago, because we got to a point and then we had a whole raft of cancellations because events were cancelled. So we've kind of, every order that we take, we're losing one. So it's nuts. It's really nuts. But anyway, my main aim at the moment is to get everyone out alive. I think that's how serious it is. We've got to make sure that we don't get sick, and anything else is, you know, work that out.
I want to pick up on what a couple of people are saying is that, you know, I loved it, and you and I had exchanged this information before, that you just went into what are the numbers going to look like? What does this really look like if I extrapolate it out for this amount of time? What does it look like with a little bit of income? What does it look like with no income? And that you have the reality, because there's nothing more empowering than knowing where you're at. And that's why this flip-flopping is so unsettling, right? Because a decision, any decision is better than indecision. It's like walking on an uneven surface. And so, you know, having to tell your team we need to let you go, and they're like, oh, well, no, we don't. You know, it's like, firstly, they're heartbroken, and then, you know, they don't know what they're doing either. So,
and it's even things like we said to them, the most important thing is that you know what's happening, and then you can go and apply for the job seeker allowance, and, you know, you might be ahead of the curve with that. So I'm, you know, it's anyway, look, we've just said to them this morning, we'll keep paying you. For the time being, if it goes on for more than a few days, we're going to have to negotiate dropping their hours because we just don't have the income. So that's the scenario that we're in now. The other issue we have is that because it looks like lockdown is imminent, it's really hard for us to take orders now because there are some things where the lead time is long enough that I'm saying to people, well, look, I'm not sure whether I can fulfill that. I mean, I said no to a calendar order this morning that was for a financial year calendar, because I said, A, I don't think we're going to be able to deliver it. And B, I said, I don't know whether you're going to be able to do anything with a financial year calendar in terms of people buying one. You know, if from the perspective of the customer's business, is that a good thing to do? And so I said to her, if I was you, I'd probably be looking at, you know, once we reopen, I mean, if it's only a few weeks, she could probably do what she's going to do. I don't think it's only going to be a few weeks. So I said to her, I've got a folder of people like her, and I said, when we reopen, I will ring you up and we can work out what we're going to do. And we'll probably for you, just doing a calendar year calendar, which we can, and getting selling it early. Yes. Is probably the best strategy for you. So I have a rapidly increasing folder of people where I'm just saying, I'll ring you when we get to the other side of this and when we're reopened.
But so you're maintaining connection. And we were talking about that early on. I don't know if you were here. You're maintaining connection with the key people that you're going to want to, you know, reconnect with after this, which is so important. There's a bunch of comments in there for you. If you want to have a look at those, and I will
just say, which may be pertinent to some people, offering graphic design, if you have that in-house expertise, well, we won't, because when we stand our graphic designer down, you're not legally allowed to use their expertise. Once they're stood down, they don't work for you anymore.
Right. Okay. But there might be another graphic designer that you could have on your team virtually
that costs money though.
And but so does the person who's on your team.
Yeah. But the person who's on my team will be stood down when we're closed. So we don't have to pay them. But to be honest, Susie, the modelling that we've done, we're going to be losing about $3,000 a month while we're shut, because we've got costs like we have to maintain the security on our business. We have to maintain business insurance. We've got a whole lot of costs, and the job seeker allowance, which is what we'll be living on, doesn't, I mean, it's, that's, in total, we will be taking a bath through this. So, you know, and I'm being really honest with this, we're in a situation where we'll be applying for a business loan to and utilising all the government support. Hopefully we might end up in a net zero situation and then we can start again. But employing anybody to do that sort of stuff, I'll be getting on Canva. Anything that we're going to have to do that's, you know, we just can't afford to pay for things because you know, it's really serious for us.
Yeah. We hear you. We hear you. Yep. Please have a look at any other suggestions there that you can use, and we will move on. And there's something about getting business loans that I will put in the group later. You just reminded me. Linda and Deb, you're up. Here we go. We're here for you. I know a couple of people had to go, but go ahead. Linda, what's working? What do you need support with?
Hi. Look, I think what some of the themes that have come through clearly here really are applicable to me, and that is the idea of building community and being the leader in that community. So, you know, a part of what I do is alleviate anxiety and stress, and that is just so rampant at the moment. So it's really one of my mainstays is to stay centered in the heart space, grounded and connected, and help others access that in their personal space as well. So I've been really focusing on moving into the online space because my face-to-face stuff dried up about 2 weeks ago, thanks to bringing home the flu and me getting sick.
Oh, no.
Then this coming in on top. So really focusing on that. I have actually just repurposed the free meditation I used to do live on Facebook every week as a paid-for subscription and launched that this weekend. So I'm offering a fresh meditation each month that provides for a 20-minute, a 10-minute and a 5-minute break so you can get what you need.
Great.
So that was launched this weekend. What else? And I'm just looking at going through a re-education process with my face-to-face clients, advising them that we can actually continue work online. The work that I do can help them that way. It doesn't necessarily have to be hands-on. So it's a re-education process for existing clients, as well as putting a broader call out, you know, for one-to-one clients. I'm also looking at how to create community in the and how to deliver services differently. So there's a learning and healing aspect. So, you know, my shops, I can't deliver those face-to-face, and according to my association guidelines, I'm not actually allowed to teach Reiki in any other format but face-to-face. So I'm looking at the associated content and all the psychic development skills that I have and looking at how to deliver training in those areas and developing a membership around that. When I say membership, I'm talking about a Facebook community because I think that's where the power is at the moment. People really need to feel like they've got a place where they can lean in when it just gets too gnarly out there.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, you said a couple of really important things. It's really like, what is in my toolkit? What is in my skill set that I may have been using in one way, and how can I use it in a totally different way? And if this door's closed, then how can I go around the back? And so you're leaning into the expertise you have in meditation, in everything that is not hands-on Reiki. I mean, I love it. I love all those things you're doing. And do be sure, all of you, to post these things in the share your offers and share your news posts, because we pick those up and then we share them on our public platforms, which now includes the free community that we have on Facebook, which already has over 1,500 people in it. So be sure to share anything you're like, whether it's lead generation, whether it's subscribing to your newsletter, Viv, or whatever you guys are doing, you want to be using the avenues that we already give you, and that is to share your offers and share your news. And then from there, we will spread it. And I'm really listening to, as well, to what you're asking for. Quick question, Linda.
Yeah, look, one of the things that has been really burning in my mind is how to support our frontline troops, how to support our nursing staff, and stave off burnout for as long as possible. And Reiki is one of the really powerful things that they've done research on the effectiveness of Reiki to stave off burnout in nursing staff in particular in America. And I'm wanting to offer that service via distance to, you know, medical staff here in Darwin. And I really just don't know how to go about the process. And obviously our health officials have got a lot more urgent, important things on the plate. So if there's anybody in the group who has any expertise or idea or advice about how to start that process, I'd love to hear.
I would love for you again to post this inside of the member group, just exactly as you explained it to us. Very, very clear. I have this expertise. I want to support the people on the front line in this particular region. Does anyone have some ideas and support? Because this is a great thing for us to brainstorm with the others in the group as well. Liz is saying, love to do a Zoom with you, Linda, and get you to take her audience through meditation.
Awesome.
And Viv says, for those of you who have staff who you may need to stand down, make sure you get the right advice about how to do it. You'll need to give them an appropriate stand down letter from the Access Job Seeker. So a little earlier, Viv, we were talking about how Christy Lee's available to answer questions about what's required there and what the legalities are, so that we can be responsible employers. And, you know, also taking care of our biggest asset, which is the business, right? Good idea, Liz. Thanks, Viv. Didn't know that. Laurel says, Linda, Northern Territory Minister Wakefield was on the tourism meeting this morning talking about managing mental health strategies. Maybe contact her office to put the idea forward. Thanks, Liz, says Alcon. Yep. All right. You're all awesome. Fab, fab, fab. All right. Young Deb, you're up next.
I always forget to take myself off mute. Sorry about that. Hello,
here
everybody.
You, go. You are lucky last.
Oh, dear me. I'm in Melbourne. And there's some dental work that my dentist didn't want to put off. And due to the kindness a few months ago when we asked our factory in Melbourne, we had to sign our new lease and on PJ's lovely suggestion, asked for a slight extension of a few months, of which they happily declined. So I'm now one factory less, so one less outgoing. So in Melbourne, emptying out that factory and storing that where, you know, with the way things could be moving, we probably would have wanted that factory, but, you know, more fool them. So I'm heading back tonight. So I'll be in lockdown tomorrow, and which I'm a little bit excited about because it's an excuse not to be thrown into the menial work that always happens in our business, that my work seems to become not the priority. And so that's great. I have a new casual staff member. She's been with us a few weeks, so she's sort of doing some data entry and taking off the floor work for me. I've got a new bookkeeper that we're integrating at this stage, which is wonderfully exciting. And we're in the central. Okay, so you know, I joke on Facebook that, you know, we may not make toilet paper, but we do make soap. And apart from
It
is the most essential thing. And people who know our product, everything being made from olive oil, everything we make is highly antiviral because of the lovely ingredients in olive oil. But what we're doing, the hard thing, I think, for every business or everybody at the moment, it's really hard to be proactive and not reactive. And I think because we're all in this heightened state at the moment, it's about standing back and sort of taking a breath. And my dentist, you know, he has a very successful, huge, you know, business, and I saw him OCD. He forgot me yesterday morning. I flew in especially, and he turned up and he went, oh my god, I can't believe I forgot you. And so he still did me first off. I went in an hour earlier than his normal opening, and watching him having a meltdown because I've had this dentist for 30 years, you know, we've sort of grown up together, and just watching his state of mind about his business and his staff and everything. And, you know, he races cars, and I'm saying to him, maybe you need to go for a race around Sandown or something, you know, to step away. We're so caught in our head at the moment. So, but anyone knows our product, you know, everything we try to do is to the best level. So whilst I'm here, Andrew and staff are at the moment making hundreds of bottles of a very good moisturizing natural hand sanitizer.
Wonderful. Perfect, perfect, perfect. And products, sorry, I'm just going to interrupt you.
Yep.
On our bathroom, we have your Castile soap. Yep. And actually, we just, the other day, PJ and I were saying, I hope Deb's really promoting her products because this is a perfect time and because the quality of your products are so beautiful.
Yep.
So as soon as you have this product available and you have quantity, please let us know. I know certainly there'll be people here who will want it, but it's also something that we will support for you. So do let us know. And
so at the moment, I have to ring the ATO as soon as I get off this call, leaving X amount of hours to do this, because we approached our local distiller and who is our local whiskey distiller, who's been a long-term customer of ours and highly supports our product. We asked him about making alcohol for us. And and so I have to ring the ATO to see if we can get a an exemption on excise. And and we still have to go through the process, otherwise excise is $88 a litre. And so hopefully we can get an exemption. That's another boon for us if we can get someone in-house in Tassie making the alcohol for, even though it's more expensive what we can buy now. Again, it's about that supporting local businesses.
Yes,
and I had a 7 a.m. Zoom this morning with my printer about trying to fast track the hand sanitizer for a bit off the, you know, off the eight ball. You know, this all happened in the last 5 days, so my printer's going to fast track our labels for us, but getting items into Tassie, we still have to wait weeks for our packaging. As far as help I need is I want to replace my lead magnet with something about more active and you know, lives and things like that, you know, how to make home medicines. I haven't told Andrew, but maybe we can do some lives in, well, your kids at home, let's make bath bombs and let's, you know, do things like that sort of thing. You know,
I'd
die to have a membership
and site, you would have so much fun with that. You would love that.
And like how to make your own cleaning, but like do the things that I've always wanted to, but now that's my priority, especially because I'm in lockdown, so I can organise all that stuff. I need help, you know, like always with techie stuff. I've never advertised Facebook locally but like I'm doing lots of home drop-offs in the letterboxes and things. So I want to, but we're just finishing building a food van, which won't be used for a while because, you know, our revenue halved overnight with the closure of Salamanca. And so, but I'm a person, I'm not good in comfort. I need to be in a heightened stress to perform. And, and comfort doesn't take you anywhere. We're fortunate that even though I don't want to touch this money, we did sell our house. We backed out of a commercial property we were buying last week. So we're really cashed up. Well, you know, for us, we don't own a home, but I don't want to touch it, but knowing there's money in the background has sort of alleviated that stress. And, you know, to us, if we can't shine now, we're never going to.
So I hear you. I feel you. And who feels like Debbie's really on it right now? Like she's heart connected. She knows she has something people need. You're an educator. You have a huge heart. I would be totally letting people know who you are right now and what you know because you have a wealth of knowledge.
And these are times that I thrive. This is when
I love what you said about that stress. I mean, I probably do a little of that. I've just never admitted it like you just did. Quickly, some comments here I don't want you to miss. I'm sorry, I've lost track here. So Anita says she'll flog it for you, so tell us about it. And Maria says, if Deb doesn't do hand sanitizer, I've bought mine online from Perfect Potion, but Deb does. Fabulous Deb says, Viv is also suggesting doing some extra printing of your, you know, your labels and things in case the printers do have to close and won't be able to supply you.
Yep.
Julie's recommending some deep breaths for everyone and the reasons why. Sonia's telling us that her father, good Italian, helped her make hand sanitizer using grappa instead of alcohol. Couldn't find any alcohol. And she'd like to buy your hand sanitizer. There's Viv's comment. Get the printer to do extras. Yep. They may not be able to. Linda would love some hand sanitizer when it's ready. Jane says, this is fantastic, Deb. Happy to help with that.
Yes, well, do at it, Sonia. We'd love to see that.
You know, I sort of have been doing a few times on, and thank you, Goal Sister, a few times on, you know, the her business thing. But I'm encouraging anyone, because it's about supply and demand at this time. We've got our raw ingredients for packaging. So anyone who's likes us on Facebook or signs up to our email is, you know, they're getting first access to to the product. And and I'm going to start doing some pre-release stuff.
Well, let us know about the lead magnet help that you want. Anything you need.
A new lead magnet, replace my old crappy one. Copy editing, maybe help with some social ads. I am part of Susan's e-commerce membership, but to be honest, I haven't done anything. So again, this is about, you know, she's really good at those little Facebook ads and things like that. So so it's about, I want to focus on local Tasmanian, as in Facebook ads and things. So as I said, I'm happy.
I am happy that you're happy.
But I feel for people, you know. I'm not.
You're empathetic. Not, I get it.
But, you know, as far as my business.
Yeah. But us not living into the potential that might be opening up for some of us, it doesn't serve anyone. Yeah. You know what I mean? You don't want to reduce your ability to be successful in something right now because it isn't for someone else. You are empathetic. You're very human. You are supporting people by solving a problem that they have. So you are right on track. There's a bunch of people here who want to promote it for you.
Thank you. That's right.
And I'm going to put a post in the group a little later on. Sorry, I'm starting to talk over people. But
No, because it's time. That's right.
Yeah. And so I will put a post like, what do you need? And Robin, you heard it. So just so I know what's coming up that you might need review or input on and all those sorts of things. We're going to leave it right there. You've been awesome. I've loved hearing where every single one of you is. If you weren't here today, and I know a few of you had other commitments, please use the group to give us an update. What's working? Where do you need support right now? You are all awesome, and I am buoyed by the confidence you have, whether things are going great or whether you're having to retreat and totally change track, that you are strong women, you are strong business owners, and you're wearing your entrepreneurial hats, and that you know or you're getting clearer on where you're at in your business right now and not letting yourself be derailed by there's so much out there that could be derailing you right now. So keep your minds clear of groupthink and group speak and stay really connected to the people who you know, are keeping their wits about them. Stay, you know, knowing what the facts are, knowing what we need to do, but also really look at what can I control, what can I not control, and moving into what is that next step for me. I'm totally here for you. I'm in the group. The more you post, the more I'm in there, the more you'll collaborate. I love some of the connections that were made today that I know are going to move into other things. Keep me posted. Thanks, everyone. Stay safe. Thank you. Those of you whose businesses thrive during this, very important for the rest of us when we're in recovery, all power to you. Yeah, be safe, eat well, and all that stuff, and be kind, says Deb Bauer. Stay safe, everyone. Good luck, everyone. Thank you, everyone. Learned from you all. Thank you so much. Love you all so much. Thank you for being here. I will see you in the group. Bye for now. Thank you so much. Hang on, stay right there. Oh, stay right there. I'm going to take a quick photo. Bye. See you guys.